us laugh, they pulled at our emotions at other times, and they sometimes made us wonder, what were the advertisers thinking? We're talking about this year's Super Bowl commercials. Joining us live, Matt Rausch, entertainment critic for TV Guide. And Matt, heartwarming ads often score big. The Budweiser Clydesdale ad seemed to play well with most people.
It did. I think that it was one of the better ones of the night, and it sort of helped rescue the Bud brand, because I thought most of their other stuff was pretty terrible. They were launching this thing called Black Crown, showing hipsters that you actually hated, and you thought, if I drink that, will I turn into them? That was just awful. And then they also had the running gag with Stevie Wonder for Bud Light, where he was playing like the voodoo mojo priest or whatever, but the tagline on that one was, it's only weird if it doesn't work. I think it was weird, actually, when an ad worked last night. It was one of those things where if there was going to be a blackout, why didn't they black out the ads for the most part? But yes, definitely things like the Clydesdale, the Jeep ad that Oprah narrated that was a tribute to the military, the ad for Dodge Ram that was all about the farmer and resurrecting the spirit of the late Paul Harvey, those were moments that I thought really resonated. But a lot of this stuff, it just seemed like the kinds of ads you've seen over and over again. There wasn't anything, I think, that really broke through last night.
I thought the old folks in the Taco Bell ad was pretty funny.
Old guys are pretty funny. The other ad I kind of enjoyed was the Oreo. I don't remember Oreo being such a significant presence on a Super Bowl night before, but the thing where they were fighting over, is it the cookie or the cream, and then they escalated into a huge fight. But the running gag there was that even as big as the fight got, and even when the cops came in, bust through the wall with their megaphones, they were whispering. They were talking in library voices, and that was pretty funny. But Oreo did something also very interesting during the game, that during that 30-minute blackout, they tweeted an instant ad. I think the tag line on that was, you can still dunk in the dark, and they tweeted this ad out there. It was an instant thing they created, and it got a lot of traction, so Oreo had a really good night last night.
Yeah, that's smart.
And there's this huge...
it was smart, and going to the social media, because that's what it's all about nowadays, and a lot of the better ads were already leaked or at least teased online before the game began. I don't always understand that. When you're paying that kind of money to get on the show, I think you sometimes undercut yourself by the lack of surprise when the ad finally airs. But there were some good ones, but I don't think anything... the only thing that really lived up to the hype for me last night was Beyonce. That halftime show was spectacular. That totally lived up to the billing. The ads, I think they still have to work on living up to the game.
Right, and I was going to say there's that huge social media tie-in for all of them. It really worked during the blackout, but you saw the hashtag during all the ads. I think some people even, maybe made a drinking game out of it.
Oh, well, everything about the Super Bowl is a drinking game, I suppose.
I guess anything can be, but yeah.
It was just like waiting for that next great ad to come on. There were things I like. I like the use of celebrities sometimes. Amy Poehler, her ad for Best Buy was really funny. Kaley Cuoco from the big hit The Big Bang Theory playing a genie. And that thing at the end where you had Paul Rudd and Seth Rogen pitching ideas to Bob Odenkirk like he was playing that character from Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. There was a real cool factor to that one. That ad went on for quite a long time, but then so did the game.
Another year of Super Bowl ads in the books. Thanks, Matt.
You bet.
Matt Rausch from TV Guide.